Well, I'm joined now by Bruce Williamson from Rail Futures, an independent organisation representing rail users. Not a lot of rail users around today, though, Bruce. Good afternoon.
Hi there. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not great for the railway, is it? And an organisation like ours called Rail Future, well, you know, it does what it says on the tin. We want to see a bigger, better railway, not just for passengers, but for freight. And, you know, our concern is that it sort of damages the public's faith in the railway and runs the risk of getting people out of the habit of using the railway. So we want to see this resolved as soon as possible for obvious reasons, really.
Do you agree with government fears that the strikes, which have been going on for 6 months already and could go on for 6 months more, we're told, could mean a generational loss of faith in the railways?
I think it would. Yeah, there is that risk. I think we're a long way off that yet. I mean, a whole generational risk is a massive thing. But it's more of a sort of drip, drip, drip effect. You know, that it's a death by a thousand cuts. And the longer this drags out, the more inclined people are to stop using railways or getting out of the habit of using the railways and looking for alternatives.
Anti-strike laws, of course, could be on the way. Do you think rail users would support those? Mick Lynch was insisting today that the public still on their side when it comes to strikes. But I just wonder whether by the end of this week they might well have had their fill, the public, and be desperately wanting a solution, even if that means draconian new laws.
Yeah, I think draconian new laws, though, don't sort of address the heart of the problem. They're more of a sort of, papering over the cracks. I mean, obviously, any rail passenger would say, would you rather have a strike or a not strike? And obviously they're going to say, no, we'd rather not have strikes. But I think the public are a little bit wiser than that. And I think that there is some sympathy for the strikers still in the minds of the public. But obviously that is finite and it might run out, which I suspect is the government's policy. They want to dig in their heels as long as possible until the public's patience runs out.
Where does the middle ground sit on this? There is a pay offer for the striking unions, 5% for last year backdated, 4% going forward, certain assurances up to 2025 for job security, etc. The government feel that that's a reasonable deal. As inflation ekes down a bit this year, that will be an inflation pay rise to some extent, you could argue. Where is the middle ground here? Where do you sit on this?
Well, I mean, I can see both sides of the argument. It's quite reasonable to say that if you're getting paid less than inflation, that is effectively a pay cut. So it's quite, you know, understandable why the rail unions are asking for more. But let's get real. You know, they're not going to get a full inflation-based pay rise. I suspect that we will experience several more strikes, and in the end, there will be a better offer, and that probably will be accepted.
So you do think the government will find the cash to make a better offer?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem. You know, the government, you know, they will argue there's no money in the kitty. They can always print money. They can borrow money very cheaply and they can find money for other projects magically. So I think that finding the money is a bit of a red herring. It's kind of the government see it as a sort of principle of not caving to unions and driving down prices generally.
I think some might say that that's quite an irresponsible attitude to take, though, Bruce, that the money can be found somewhere. We can just print more money. It'll be absolutely fine. That is not necessarily going to help inflation or help our teetering economy, though, is it?
Well, I don't think it's quite as simple as that. You know, printing money seems irresponsible, but governments do it all the time. And I'm not an expert economist, but like I say, you know, they can find money for other projects. They can find money for tax cuts. You know, there are options available to government which are responsible, I think.
All right. Well, look, thank you so much for speaking to us today. Bruce Williamson from Rail Futures. Good to talk to you, Bruce. Thank you.